Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Let me tell you this. As much as I love this song, and I love James Seltzer, it was definitely not Teenage Wasteland. Nicholas Batum is closer to a senior citizen.
I didn't even think about it.
Yes, you were right. You know, teenager.
That's
let me tell you, I thought this guy was a really, really good player 37 years ago in the NBA. And then, like, he kept playing. And he kept playing. And he kept playing. And he kept playing. Then he found his way to the Sixers. And he's like, not that good.
Didn't seem like he wanted to be here in the beginning.
He'd give you the zeros and the twos and the fives. But look, he's always been a hustle guy. He's always been a guy. I've always admired Nicholas Batum. I always have. He's really had a very quality career. But I honestly thought he was done, like, I'm not kidding, like 5 years ago. And last night, he was something. Look, we'll get to the Phillies as well. Phils obviously yesterday got a win. You might not have paid as much attention as you normally do because of the Sixers playoff game, but we'll present some Phil stuff to you in short order. Let's go to the phones. Justin in Northeast Philadelphia, what everyone makes of a big Sixers win last night. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning, Joe. How you doing? How you guys doing this
pumped
morning?
Pumped up, Justin.
Doing great, Justin.
A little confused, but pumped up.
Me too. I mean, you touched on it a little bit early, but the way they came out in the beginning, that zone defense just shutting us down. I was having flashbacks of the past couple years. I'm like, it's going to be over this fast. I was so stressed out, but Joel, the way he was able to pull back that second half and actually give us some effort and actually play as hard as he could, I was surprised, happy, and it definitely gave me a lot of confidence for the future.
Justin, let me ask you a question that's our poll question. I'm curious where you come down. More encouraged for their chances to make a long run or discouraged based on what you saw last night?
Well, I'm always encouraged, but based on what I saw last night, absolutely way more encouraged with Kelly Oubre and everybody else. I mean, our bench is so much stronger than it's been in the past years. It's so nice to see, like, Nick Batum pulling out and actually giving us 20 points.
Justin, let me say something about Oubre. He plays hard. I got to give that guy credit. Like, he's had a strange career. He's a very talented offensive player. He's not someone that you'd call a classic great defensive player, but he
energy guy.
He provides some energy, and I
double digit rebounds last night.
I appreciate that. You know what? He's competitive. We really saw. You know when you really saw it.
He fights. When he was
complaining to the refs a couple weeks ago after that one game. That told me, this guy really wants to win.
Like, well, last night, too, he was freaking out there. They had to pull him away from
it. Justin, give me an answer. In honor of the Frenchman, Nicholas Batum, give us a French connection.
Well, you have, it was Lafayette, Mortier, and Roach, who led us into what we became today, America, when they defied the king in France and helped us win the Revolutionary
Great
War.
Great answer.
That's a big answer there.
Lafayette, baby.
Lafayette and the Revolutionary War and the impact of the French helping the U.S. troops. That's good stuff. Let's also get to the Phils because last night, good stuff as well. Right out of the gate, and I'm sure a lot of people missed this because, the Sixers had not initially a playoff game going on with what we're about to play, but it started with a bang-bang as the Phillies, when they batted in the bottom of the first inning, Schwarber, Turner, let's listen to, because they don't do this often. The back-to-the-back is rare, and Kyle Schwarber started it off.
3-2 pitch, swung on, belted. High and deep, right field, that'll tie the game. Long gone for Schwarber, way up into the lower seats in right center. It's his fourth home run of the season. His third leadoff home run of the season. And it's a 1-1 ball game here in the bottom of the first.
You know, he hit some bombs last night. That was the first of two by him. Also the first of two that inning, home runs. First of four runs that inning. First of two home runs that inning is Trey Turner. What we got to honor John Sterling here, Seltzer, the now former Yankees broadcaster, who people might know for many years when the Yankees would hit back-to-back. He'd say, back-to-back and what, James?
What'd you say?
Sterling would say when the Yankees would hit back-to-back home runs. What would he say?
What was his back-to-back?
Come on! John Richard, they went back-to-back and belly-to-belly!
Oh, belly, of course.
All right, let's listen to Trey Turner last night.
Here's Trey Turner, and the pitch from Feltner is blasted to left, way back and gone. Trey Turner on the very next pitch gives the Phillies the lead. Back-to-back home runs for Schwarber and Turner. And it's 2-1 Phillies.
So, John, a good job by the Phils last night.
Yeah, it feels so good when Schwarber goes yard. Yeah. You know that the numbers tell you, hey, that's going to give us a great chance. It's like the other team missing two free throws back-to-back. It really does give you a lift, but it's great for Trey. How about Rojas getting a couple of hits?
Well, I like that.
That double ripped it.
And also using his speed on the base paths to his advantage. That's great to see.
You know what I liked the most last night? Christopher Sanchez.
Christopher Sanchez was good.
I mean,
the eighth inning, I did not like Gregory Soto.
No.
Holy cow. How did that game almost slip away? Yeah. Well, it's Gregory Soto. He struggled.
Look, obviously the Phillies got to tighten some stuff up, but they are trending in the right direction. I mean, with Wheeler, Nola, Ranger, Sanchez, maybe they won't make a trade for a pitcher at the deadline. I mean, maybe Christopher Sanchez is someone you can trust in the postseason. Long way to go. Long way to go. 5.5 months still to go to the playoff start. But Christopher Sanchez has certainly put himself in a position to put Taijuan Walker in a position to be really unhappy on social media during the playoffs or after the playoffs this year.
Because,
Taijuan Walker's got a lot to prove that he deserves the ball in a big spot, because Christopher Sanchez is showing that he can do it right now.
I'll say.
Yeah, it's really good. Now, look, is the other team good? No. So you got to take it a little bit with a grain of salt. But the Phils sweep the series. 3 games above 500 for the first time this year. Although I got to say, the Braves keep winning. Credit to them for what they do. I mean, they've had some injuries, obviously most notably with Strider. But they just keep winning. So while the Phillies keep winning, the Phils really aren't gaining any ground on the Braves, who remain 2 games in front of the Phils.
You know what was crazy last night, Joe? So I'm at the Sixers game, and I want to say it's halftime, and everybody's miserable.
Yeah, of course.
Because they're down by 12.
Yeah.
And then I'm checking out the Phillies game on my phone, and I'm going, 7-1, 7-2, 7-3. And I'm going, oh, my God, they're not going to blow this, are they?
Yeah.
It was not good.
Yeah, it was
the timing was not good.
It was a shaky stretch right there. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up, Jalen Hurts, more of what he said yesterday, plus the Bill Belichick story. We'll do a little bit more on that. Obviously, the big story, the 76ers win last night. We've got a montage of how it sounded. Just an absolutely wild game in Philadelphia sports with that big Sixers comeback last night. Plus the King, Howard Eskin at 8 o'clock. All that and more. Your phone calls. Joe Cameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
Spring is in the air out there, but why not in here? At the Spring Into Savings Sale at Colonial Marble and Granite, there's never been a better time to bring a breath of fresh air into your home with a bouquet of irresistible deals on home renovation materials and services. I'm always impressed by everything about Colonial Marble and Granite, and they provide a great experience from selection to installation. They'll listen to your thoughts, they'll work with you, listen to your ideas, and they'll make it happen. Right now, you can save up to 65% on their exclusive collection of exotic blowout stone while supplies last. To take advantage of spring savings like these and to explore our region's most extensive selection of natural and engineered stone, visit a Colonial showroom in Philadelphia, Harrisburg, King of Prussia, Newcastle, or Edison. So get your rear and gear and your home in bloom. This sale ends on April 22nd.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Wow. First time I've heard that.
Wow is the correct response.
That's something for people to focus on. There's someone behind the scenes here is doing us a little dirty.
All right. That's not dirty.
No, that's
quite
not.
Quite the opposite.
Okay, that's true.
Cleanliness.
That's true.
Is espoused.
Sort of like the bidet is kind of like the Sixers game. Really bad initially, like... But then you apply the bidet like bricking for chicken, and then everything turns around.
I'm sure they're going to turn that into a marketing
Probably employee. Not. Yeah. Probably not. But you know what? They pulled it off last night.
Bricking for bidets?
Bricking for bidets. Let's get to today's Twitter poll questions of the day. We got two of them, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Let Armin Chevy be your electric vehicle dealer. Arriving shortly, the all-new Ultium-powered Chevrolet Blazer EV. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. First poll question, Sixers-related. As most of our show today has been, after last night's Sixers game, are you more encouraged about their chances for a deep playoff run or discouraged? You can vote A, encouraged, or B, discouraged at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Certainly weighing on the phone lines. The other question, you know, Belichick.
That's
related.
The first time I'm positive. I'm positive. Mm. We talk about the first time on these airways.
Yep.
Something has been put out there. I'm positive. That's the first time a win has been compared to a bidet.
I would agree with
first
that.
First time that a win was considered bidet-like.
They just made history.
They yes. cleaned it up.
Yep.
Wow. They did. They did.
They absolutely did.
All right, second,
clean it up down there.
That's right. Second poll question. Who would you rather have as Eagles head coach, Sirianni or Belichick? So this question stems not only from Belichick obviously being available and considered by the Eagles in the offseason, but also just the reality of a big ESPN story yesterday focused on Belichick not getting hired, how difficult he is. But we also know how great he's been. Now, whether he'll be great moving forward, whether he'll get another shot moving forward, we don't know those answers. By the way, he's going to be part of ESPN's coverage of the draft next week. So how about that? How about that?
That'd be fascinating.
I think he's going to be good.
Everyone
I think he'll be great.
I think he'll be great, too.
Bill, I mean, listen,
everyone's
Bill.
Dying to hear him.
Bill Belichick on the draft? Holy
I'll
mackerel.
Tune in.
When you get him talking, like,
it.
Just about football, yeah. He's really good. He's, like, a real interesting
well
listen.
He's
you know?
Bill Belichick.
Yeah, but, I mean, we always hear the, we're on to Cincinnati.
Right.
I mean,
right.
those kind of sound bites.
Yep.
But when you get him into something he's interested in talking about, he's yeah. pretty good listen to.
I think this is the first time in 47 years that he's not preparing for an NFL draft
wow.
as part of a team. So, you know, I mean, this is amazing. A
lot of knowledge that he can bring
That's
to that
right.
broadcast.
So, all right, so James, Sirianni or Belichick, who would you rather have as Eagles head coach?
Man.
Now, think about, if you say Sirianni, think about what you're saying.
Oh, I don't know. Honestly, I'm torn on it. I probably Belichick. It's close for me, though. I don't think it's, like, as much of a no-brainer, but I would probably go Belichick.
John, I see you laughing. What's going through your mind?
I mean, I can't.
You would
say,
definitely go Belichick.
I can't say Nick Sirianni. I can't. No matter how I cut it, I'm trying to come up with reasons.
Well, there is this possibility. Belichick might be out of touch. He might be too
You're
old,
right.
too
You're
grumpy.
Right. And that is a major problem.
Yeah,
Everyone in the league just passed on this guy.
I know.
Everyone in the league. Yeah, they could have had him in their building,
yeah, John,
and
you know,
they chose to pass. That's remarkable.
Here's a fascinating part of the ESPN story from yesterday. Then we'll get right back to the Sixers, which obviously is just so the main topic today. But the ESPN story on Belichick yesterday referenced that when the Atlanta Falcons brain trust got together, Arthur Blank and his top lieutenants, and there was like a bunch of them in the room. All right, who should we hire? They had interviewed 11 people. Who should we hire? They said not one person in the room had Belichick in the top three.
Yeah.
Now think about that. Not one. They went around the room. Who's your number one? Who's your number two? Who's your number three? And then they kind of put them all together. And then obviously Arthur Blank makes the call. Not one person had Belichick in the top three. So he's putting off a scent that's bothering decision makers.
Meanwhile,
the truth of the matter,
like when you talk about the X's and O's of what Belichick did just last year, I think he put out that blueprint that made this team look horrendous.
Well, the irony, he's obviously considered
offensively, defensively,
great on defense, but maybe
threw us off for the season because everyone could replicate something similar with their personnel.
But the flip side is people think he might be out of touch on offense.
Right.
So people
think he might be out of touch with just interacting with human beings.
That's right.
And in today's day and age, that no longer is acceptable.
Yeah. All right, so the Belichick thing as it relates to Sirianni, so certainly not the main thing here today, but if you want to weigh in, please do. It's a strange question, but one warranted, because Howie Roseman did talk to Belichick this offseason. That was reported yesterday. 215-592-9494. Let's get to Gary in Whitehall after an exhilarating Sixers comeback. Concerning on some levels, but tremendous on other levels. Gary, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, everybody. How are we doing?
Doing great, Gary.
Yeah, what a win. What a win. What a game. Joel, the first half didn't have the legs, but he had the will, as you would say, Joe.
That's
he
right.
had the will in the fourth quarter. And what did he do? He didn't demand the ball. He distributed the ball.
Yeah, but he also made shots. I mean,
yes,
like
he did.
I thought he played
a spectacular
fourth quarter. He did make the right play. And by the way, that pass, like when he threw it to Batum that one time, see, those are the kind of things that shows up as one assist. There are easy assists. There are harder assists.
Uh-huh.
That's a smart assist because he did it was so fast that the defense couldn't adjust, and Batum got an open three. Like that is a skilled play from a knowledge standpoint.
Jokic assist.
It is. Yes. That's right. That's a Jokic. That's right.
Yeah, and he didn't do what he did in the first half by putting the ball on the floor and having the ball stolen from him. So you credit Nick Nurse for the adjustment.
Yeah. No, I agree. But I will say, Gary, I was really disappointed with Nick Nurse in the first half. I mean, for them to be that perplexed by a zone, like I need him moving forward to be better. I know credit to him and them for the second half, but the first half was abysmal.
Yeah, well, don't forget how many shots they missed. They missed a lot of
shots
in the first half. I mean, and Tobias Harris, I agree with you. I give him 5 minutes in the first half and 5 minutes in the second half, and that's it.
Yeah, I think give us a great answer, Gary. In honor of Batum saving the Sixers last night, give us something with a French connection.
Joe, who doesn't love a feast that turns into a party? How about Mardi Gras?
Mardi Gras is a good answer. That's a big answer. Yeah. You ever been there, John?
Yes.
How was it?
Oh, incredible. Memorable. And then hard to remember.
I catch your drift. All right, tell me if you can remember this. How many bear chests did you say?
Oh.
Is it over under 500?
Probably under.
Okay. Is it over under 250?
That 250 is a lot.
Is that a proper way to frame it? Bare chest.
Under.
You know,
sure. Let's go with that.
Could go either way. You know?
I would say 100 is likely.
It's unbelievable.
I would think more than that. Right?
All right, listen. Years. Maybe he doesn't
over
remember.
Is possible.
You know, you never know.
You know, all the training camp guys and all.
All right. Well, by the way, coming up more on the Eagles in a few minutes. As Jalen Hurts spoke yesterday.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.